White House falsely claimed Thursday classified document search was completed Wednesday. By Wendell Hasebo on January 14, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre falsely claimed Thursday that the search for President Joe Biden's classified documents was completed Wednesday night. The White House is having difficulty portraying an accurate timeline of when classified documents have been unearthed from Biden's residence in Delaware. The search was concluded last night, Jean-Pierre claimed Thursday in a press briefing. He, Biden, is confident in this process. That timeline was contradicted Saturday when the White House admitted five more documents had been found Thursday. Biden's attorney, Richard Sauber, said Saturday he arrived Thursday night to collect one classified document discovered Wednesday. While he was picking up the single document, he found five more classified materials. While I was transferring it to the DOJ officials who accompanied me, five additional pages with classification markings were discovered among the material with it, for a total of six pages, Sauber said. The DOJ officials with me immediately took possession of them. The contradicting timeline raises questions about if the White House is being transparent about Biden's mishandling of classified materials. Critics have also questioned why Biden's personal attorneys were initially searching through his papers as far back as November. Others have questioned why Biden waited until January to disclose his wrongdoing. Between the classified documents retrieved from the Biden-Pence Center and the documents retrieved from Biden's residence in Delaware on Thursday, the total number of classified documents Biden stashed is now about 25. The Biden administration has so far refused to comply with the House Oversight Committee's investigation into Biden's mishandling of top-secret documents after promising the highest standards of transparency in U.S. history. Representative James Comer, R.K. White, told Fox News the National Archives is stonewalling the Oversight Committee's investigation. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.